اشعار اور شیخ ابو الحسن شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت والا کا کلام اسی کی روح میں ہوتا ہے درد پنہانی، اسی کی روح میں ہوتا ہے درد پنہانی، اسی کی روح میں ہوتا ہے درد پنہانی، جو رہ کے دنیا میں رہتا ہے بن کے یزدانی، اسی کی روح میں ہوتا ہے درد پنہانی، جو رہ کے دنیا میں رہتا ہے بن کے یزدانی، گناہ کرنے سے آئے گی وہ پریشانی، گناہ کرنے سے آئے گی وہ پریشانی، کہ یاد آئے گی جس سے تجھے تیری نانی، یہ نفس ساخت ہے دشمن نہ اس کا کہنا سن، یہ نفس ساخت ہے دشمن نہ اس کا کہنا سن، نہیں تو ہوگی تجھے ایک دن پشیمانی، نہیں تو ہوگی تجھے ایک دن پشیمانی، ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہے دائمی ذلت، ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہے دائمی ذلت، گناہ کرنا ہے اے دل بہت ہی نادانی، گناہ کرنا ہے اے دل بہت ہی نادانی، مزے کی بات تو یہ ہے کہ کچھ مزہ بھی نہیں، مزے کی بات تو یہ ہے کہ کچھ مزہ بھی نہیں، گناہ کرنے میں ہے سے کروں پریشانی، گناہ کرنے میں ہے سے کروں پریشانی، میرے پیام محبت کو سن لے اے اختر، میرے پیام محبت کو سن لے اے اختر، تو اپنی روح کو کر بس خدا پہ دیوانی، تو اپنی روح کو کر بس خدا پہ دیوانی، گناہ کرنے سے آئے گی وہ پریشانی، کہ یاد آئے گی جس سے تجھے تیری نانی، اسی کی روح میں ہوتا ہے درد پنہانی، جو رہ کے دنیا میں رہتا ہے بن کے یزدانی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفی. This very beautiful poem of our illustrious Dada Shaykh Ali Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazrat is explaining in this beautiful poem, which as our Hazrat Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazmana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madjadil Ali explains, that these are not just nazams for entertainment, these are great, great bayans. And Ya Allah, Hazrat is explaining us what's the crux and what's the object and purpose of the coming to the Khanqah. And Hazrat says, Isi ki room e hotai dard e pinhani. The dead person in whose soul he has attained the deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we come here to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our honorable Shaykh, that our hearts can open up and we can get the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat mentions, Isi ki room e hotai dard e pinhani. Jo reh ke dunya mein rehta hai ban ke yazdani, that who will get this deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his soul, that despite loving in this world, he is just detached from this world. In other words, loving amongst the people, outwardly he looks like he is doing the same thing that people are doing. But his heart is totally detached and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they love in a different enjoyment. That outwardly they are loving in dunya, but their hearts are connected to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, you will never attain this if guna karne se aayegi wo pareshani, ke yaad aayegi jisse tujhe teri nani. Hazrat says that if you still remain involved and perpetually engage in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sin, then you'll only get parishani, you'll only get worries all the time. Like Hazrat mentions in his other beautiful poem, in pariyo kumad deko, usse parishani hogi. That the outwardly, these fairies, these dollies that are walking on the street, they look beautiful outwardly. In reality, they are not beautiful. You look at them, you'll only get parishani. And here Hazrat has used a proverbial statement, very beautiful. Hazrat says that you'll think of your nani, you'll think of your great granny. In other words, you'll have such problems and such depression that you'll be the whole world, you'll think that nobody in the world has got such problems. And you'll want everybody to help you. And the only solution is to make tawbah istighfar and get the burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat further explains us, very important, ye nafs takh the dushman, na uska kehna sun, nahi to hogi tujhe ek din pashimani. Hazrat says, this nafs of yours, this passion, this desires, this inclination towards committing sin, etc., this is your great enemy. As Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us and explained to us, that inna aada aduwaka alladhi bayna jambayk, your worst enemy, worse than shaitan also, is your nafs. Because this nafs is always inclined towards haram. So don't ever listen to it. And so much so Hazrat has taught us also, ye nafs farishta bhi ban jaye, usse aga rehna. That even if you think now your nafs is like a farishta, don't be at ease and think, no, I can look at human, I can talk to human. No, you should be always alert. Which moment the nafs can put you into a mess, you won't know. Then Hazrat says, nahi to hogi tujhe ek din pashimani. That this check on our nafs all the time till we leave this world. If you don't, you leave your nafs unchecked for a split moment, then it can land you into deep regret and disgrace, that how I landed up into this mess. Zarasi der ki lazzat hai daim zillat, guna karna hai e dil bahut hi nadani. This nafs will tell you that just commit the sin, never mind, you'll make tawbah. Hazrat says, no, zarasi der ki lazzat, let that little artificial enjoyment. And as Hazrat has mentioned in front also, in guna, in sin, there's no real enjoyment. But nafs will put you into a trap and say there's enjoyment. So you, like a fool, if you fall into that trap, without keeping contact with our honorable illustrious Shaykh, with the friends of Allah, making our zikr regularly, nafs will delude us and deceive us and tell us there's enjoyment. Hazrat says that little artificial enjoyment will bring you everlasting disgrace. Daim is zillat, everlasting disgrace. Guna karna hai e dil bahut hi nadani. So from this you can understand that O heart, O person, that in committing sin, this is the height of stupidity. This is the height of immaturity. It shows you are still an immature person, that you are committing sin and going in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think you'll get enjoyment. There's no enjoyment whatsoever there. Hazrat mentions it here so beautifully. Mazay ki baat to ye hai ke kuch maza bhi nahi. Guna karne mein hai sainkro parishani. Hazrat says, let me tell you a thing of enjoyment. You think you went to haram for enjoyment, but let me tell you a word of enjoyment. In there is no enjoyment. Don't fool yourself that you're going to get enjoyment where there's no enjoyment. Because if you commit sin, then you have unlimited thousands and billions and unlimited of headaches and worries and problems and depression. And today the whole world, practically 90% of the sickness in the world is depression. And what they will tell you, doctors will tell you, it's stress related. And stress in reality is when we forget Allah Rabbul Izzat and we go follow our nafs and our desires and we fall into haram. The solution for that is the company of the Ahlullah, making tawbah in istighfar and being paban on our zikr. Hazrat further addresses himself, but this is an address for all of us, that mere payami muhabbat ko sun le ae akhtar, that listen to this this bayan of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from me, that oh friends, listen to this bayan, that if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want real enjoyment of life, to apni rooh ko bas kar khuda pe diwani, then make yourself, your soul, madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't get overtaken, don't get in love with any artificial idols of this world. Get madly in love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you get in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll see the enjoyment of life is something else. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. We were still doing the for our islahi nafs and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the various prescriptions that were mentioned. The one was to keep contact with Allah wa'ala, to have a shaykh and to keep contact with one shaykh. The other was to save ourselves from all type of sin. And then thirdly, also to read the kitabs of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasd al-Sabil, Tabligh-e-Deen, Behisht-e-Zewar, etc. And to read the Mawaiz of Hazrat Shaykh, of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and of course of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali as well. Then zikr ka ihtimam, to be regular with our zikr. And then to make muraqabah. And the muraqabah which we were taught to make was, one was alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, and also Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu ma'i. And then also muraqabah maut, to think that I'm dead, my clothes are being taken off, people are giving me ghusl now, etc. I'm being taken in the qabr. Question, Munkar, Nakir are coming and they are questioning me, etc. The last one, Muraqabah number 4, the fourth Muraqabah in the list of the Muraqabahs. Muraqabah in Amati Ilahiya, the Muraqabah of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon one. A person should make that also regularly. May think that all the favors of Allah which are upon me. Bande ke ma'aruzat Allah Ta'ala ke saat. The person should be speaking to Allah Ta'ala in this way. Uska tariqa ye hai ke Allah Ta'ala se yu arz kare. A person should say to Allah Ta'ala, for example, this is just one sample, we should say to Allah Ta'ala in this way, ki ya Allah, musalman girani mein paida farma kar, iman ki daulat badun sawal wa darkhast ata farma di. You gave me birth in a Muslim's home, and without me asking or without any effort of mine, you gave me iman. And if it's a person who's a revert, that person also should think it was only the favor of Allah that he got the tawfiq of accepting iman and becoming a Muslim. So this consciously, a person should make this muraqabah and speak to Allah Ta'ala in this way. Aapka beshumar shukar hai. A person can never ever make enough shukar for the great treasure and the great wealth of iman which Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with. No matter the weakest form of iman also. And if a person makes effort and makes his iman strong, what to say then? And that is all only the favor of Allah Ta'ala. Aur aapne zameen, asman, suraj, chaand, sitare,
پہاڑ، دریا، حیوانات، نباتات، جمادات ہماری تربیت کے لیے خلق فرمائی. اینڈ ایوری تھنگ دیٹ وی سی اراؤنڈ اس ویدر اٹ از دا ارتھ، دا اسکائیز، دا سن، دا مون، دا اسٹارز، دا ماؤنٹنس، دا سی، دا اینیملس، دا تھنگس دیٹ گرو، دا تھنگس ویچ آر سالڈ. And in our times now, and in all times also, all whatever they are in the form of factories, whether they were the old, ancient type of factories or the new, modern types of factories, all this is really the creation of Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah Ta'ala. The whole road network that we have, the whole airways networks that we have, all this, oh Allah, you have made it for our sake. A person should think of this. Outwardly it is man is doing all these things. The other things which we can understand clearly, the skies, the earth, the sun, the moon, that of course no man has made. Directly Allah has made, and we all know that. But all the other things also which are man made, but they are Allah created. Because even man didn't make himself. He's coming in this world, it's not of his choice. His going of this world is not of his choice. And amlil insani ma tamanna, no person gets everything what he desires for also. It's not in our hands. Whatever we make also, the raw materials we didn't make. We made it with our brains, the brains we didn't make. We make it with our hands, the hands we didn't make. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So whatever we can see around us, we should think, and oh Allah, you did this for my comfort. Whoever is making a tire, for example, and you ordered something else, it was that tire that was also used in order for the delivery of that goods of yours. No matter what you can think, a small pin, a small needle, a small part of a machine, whoever has made it, that machine that was used to make something, for you finally to enjoy that. Everything is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Aur aapne salihin ki waza qata naseeb farmayi. And moreover, if you are dressed like the pious people, outwardly you have got, this is also a gift of Allah. It isn't yourself, Allah accepted you for this. Aqaid sahiha se. And then Allah Ta'ala blessed you with correct aqidah, correct beliefs. What a great, great, great ni'mat of Allah. More than all these material things, no matter how much we go in detail into it, more than that Allah gave you the correct beliefs. And especially in our times today, it is even more greater a ni'mat that a person should make shukr for. Because the way we are, what we are hearing all around, that how Shias are making effort, Salafis are making effort, what you are hearing, so and so has become a Salafi, so and so has become a Shia, all these things to be on the Sahih Aqidah, correct Aqidah, is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ahl-e Haq se aur Ahlullah ki daamanon se wabasta farmaya, that Allah connected us with the Ahl-e Haq, with the people of truth. And also with Ahlullah, those who go to Khanqah, those who got contact with Mashayikh, there is also a great favor of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Aapka laakh laakh shukar hai. In this way we should speak to Allah Ta'ala and express our appreciation and our thanks to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Gunao ke sattari aur parda poshi farmaye, and that, oh Allah, you covered my gunas. Otherwise, every person knows what gunas he has committed. And if they have to be exposed, we know what will be the condition of a person. But it is only Allah that has covered those gunas. Har musibat aur maasiyat se hifazat farmai. You save me from so many musibat, difficulties, hardships in life. And you saved me from so many sins, what sins there are in the world, and what sins are being committed. And oh Allah, that you saved me, I can be only thankful to you for that. Nek biwi, awlad, rizq halal. You gave me a pious wife, you gave me children, You gave me a rozi which is halal. You gave me rahaish, a house to stay in. All these are ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Rahaish ka makan, dost, ahbab, salih naseeb farmaye. And you gave me friends, etc. Good, pious friends. All these ni'mats, how many? Unlimited. And as I said, this is only by way of example. Otherwise, who can ever exhaust the list? It's impossible to even envisage the list. We cannot even envisage it, forget exhaust it. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr ala ni'mai kulliha. Har ni'mat par kahe. On every ni'mat say, O Allah, all shukr is only to you. Jahalat ke andheriyon se bachaya. You saved me from ignorance. How many people are not aware, don't know the kalima la ilaha illallah? How many people don't know alhamdu sharif? Don't know how to make wudu, how to make namaz? Allah saved us from that. He gave us the knowledge of the basics of deen. And then how much more a person got knowledge of deen? And then how much more a person got knowledge of about the nafs, islahi nafs and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala? What great favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ilme deen ki daulat se nawaza. Oh Allah, you bless me with the knowledge of deen. This is a very, very great ni'mat. More greater than all the other ni'mats, all other types of knowledge. You gave me knowledge of deen. Jahalat ke andheriyo se bachaya. Ey Allah, qaleel shukr ke baawujood, aapne ni'matu se mehroom nahi farmaya. In, oh Allah, despite my little, in fact, our no shukr, and in fact, our na shukri, but yet, oh Allah, you haven't deprived us of your ni'mat. How kind and how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. So all this, a person should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and make this muraqabah on a daily basis. And for a few minutes, a few seconds, a few minutes, make this shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. اور قلیل صبر کے باوجود آپ نے ہم کو رسوا نہ فرمایا. And whenever any little difficulty came, we couldn't make sure صبر. And we had to make صبر. It is said about حضرت رابعہ بصریہ رحمت اللہ علیہ, she was hungry for 7 days no food. 7 days she kept روزہ. Near iftari time, somebody brought food for her. Now when she wanted to go and eat it, she found that the cat had destroyed it, eaten it up or whatever. So she had a glass and she thought she'll just drink water and make her iftari. As she picked up the glass broke. Now she turned to Allah, Ya Allah, what is all this? Allah said, Oh Rabia, that either you have dunya or you have me. You must make a choice. So how tough. We are far, far, far. We cannot imagine that. Our little problems, and we cannot make sabr on that. So how much the sabr these people had made, and how much sabr is required. But we small little problem, and we complain about it. Any little thing that goes wrong, then we complain about it. Aur ye Allah, aapne apni nafarmaniyon mein ہم کو مشغول دیکھا اور رسوا نہ فرمایا. Oh Allah, you saw us openly, we were engaged in your disobedience, and you had full qudrat to do whatever you wanted to with us, but in spite of that you didn't disgrace us, you didn't humiliate us. How kind, how merciful is not Allah تبارک و تعالی. یا من قل عند نعمتی شکری فلم يحرمني. Oh Allah, that when your ni'mats were upon me and my shukr was so little bit, but you did not deprive me of your ni'mats. وَيَا مَنْ قَلَّ عِنْدَ بَلِيَّتِهِ صَبْرِي فَلَمْ يَخْذُلْنِي. And oh Allah, when you tested me and I failed the test and I couldn't make sabr, I complained so much, but you did not disgrace and humiliate me. وَيَا مَنْ رَعَانِي عَلَى الْخَطَايَا فَلَمْ يَفْضَحْنِي. And oh Allah, you who saw me or committing sin, but you did not humiliate me. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala. So this is also in order to make our islah And in order to get connected with Allah Ta'ala, this is also one important muraqabah that we should try and do on a daily basis. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Coming to the majlis of Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Saab, Mawlana has mentioned something very beautiful and very important, specifically with regards to the ni'mah of Iman, that we cannot begin to even fathom the greatness of. I recently with my brother, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Zakaria Saab, in his masjid in Florida, Masjid Al-Ashiqeen, there's a brother that accepted Islam a few years ago. He's now completed a medical degree by the name of Muhammad Abu Bakr, as well as another brother that recently accepted Islam. Both of them are what we would consider to be white South Africans, but the other brother is chosen the name Khalil. But to sit with him and ask them that how do you find Islam, they can only express to you that it is the most amazing and the most beautiful thing that has ever happened to us in our life. I was asking the one brother Khalil, he tells me there's no way that I can describe what happened to me the moment the realization of Islam hit me. He says the only way I can explain the feeling that I felt when I had decided to embrace the religion of Islam, or when I decided to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was like falling from a very high place and someone catching you. So we can imagine the kuffar or the people around us that have not found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or even seen the beauty of Islam, that they are continuously falling. But despite the many weaknesses and flaws that we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caught us and gave us this beautiful gift of Islam. So this is just something I thought I'd share with you. Hazrat Mawlana has requested we say that the gratitude that we can never be able to express to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in whatever way that we can, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day for the iman that He has blessed us, it is priceless.
Jazakallah khair. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma ba'd. Feel a bit of awe to speak. Sometimes the mujrimeen get called up to give account of their deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to all of us, has blessed us with iman. But after iman, the greatest ni'mah that a person can have is the ni'mah of ilm. Because you can only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to your knowledge of what Allah wants from you. So if we don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us as a Muslim, how are we going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That the hadith Qudsi in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no servant of mine can come closer to me with anything better than that which I have made compulsory upon him. But I was just recently translating in Ikmal al-Shiyam. It's actually a bit of a talkhis of Ikmal al-Shiyam in a book called Ma'arif Sufiya of Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum. It's mentioned there that the nafs will also steal, not only, the nafs won't only involve you in haram. The nafs won't only take a share of enjoyment that you get out of doing haram, as Hakim Sahib mentioned in the beautiful poem, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that the enjoyment you're going to get out of sin is not actually enjoyment. You're fooling yourself. Because no sooner does that pleasure leave you, for instance, a person drinks, no sooner does that alcohol get removed from his system and the headache wane, then the regret and the remorse that will stay with him for days, and then the realization that 40 days of my ibadah is not going to be accepted because I got drunk once. May Allah save us. I had a brother in my masjid the other day. He asked me, Imam, I want to know what's the sin for killing someone. So I got a shock. I was like, why are you asking me? Either he's going to kill someone or he's already killed someone. So I said, what happened? So he said he got involved in an illicit relationship with a girl. She fell pregnant and then they had an abortion. They both of them had cheated on an abortion. So I looked at him, I said, brother, you're worrying about the child that was aborted. I said, what about the zina you're living in? And that obviously wasn't the only thing you were doing wrong. I said to him, the friends that you, the company you keep, tell the truth, it's the company you keep that gets you involved in all of these things. So he said, yes. I said, are they Muslim or not? He said, they're all Muslim. Most of them are Muslim. Think about this. Most of the company he keeps on is Muslim. So I said to him that, brother, but he says to me that, no, don't worry, we're not together anymore. I said, yes, but you've got another girlfriend now, don't you? So he said, yeah. So now, the nafs won't only steal the enjoyment and get you involved in haram so it can enjoy. The nafs will even steal from your ibadah. The nafs will even steal from your ibadah. So the question is, how is the nafs going to steal from your ibadah? Because ibadah is there for breaking the nafs. So he says that a man will stand up for no less than 20 rak'ats of awabin salah. Muhammad al-Hamid said, mashaAllah, encouraged us as well. At least once in your life, try and read your 20 rak'ats of awabin, because it's thabit in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now he will make sure that he stands at the door of the masjid, so everyone going out can see, mashaAllah, he's reading his awabin salah. Allahu Akbar. So he, ikhlas ke saath, Allahu Akbar. But in his heart, the nafs has got that, hey, everyone is checking you, read your 20 rak'ats of awabin. So has he really achieved anything? A person, something that can really appeal to all of us, said that a man will stand and read nafil salah comfortably, no problem, abundant nafil salah. But ask him to part just with that 2.5% zakat that Allah has asked him. Can't do it. Why? Because he's not worshipping Allah to please Allah. He's worshipping Allah to appease his nafs and to get his nafs a little bit of enjoyment that you're so pious, mashallah. Something that can apply to us is when I had two brothers in the masjid also accepted Islam. And this is why I say ilm, knowledge. When I accepted Islam, my Ustad Mulana Rafiq Muhammad, one of the Hamid Sahib knows him very well, ex-secretary general of Jamiatul Ulama KZN. He gave me, the night I accepted Islam, if I remember correctly, he gave me a glass of Zamzam. And he said, Zakaria, you make this dua that Allah must give you correct knowledge and the company of people who practice on the correct knowledge. And since I accepted Islam, Allah has kept me in the madrasa and in the company of pious people like yourselves, mashaAllah, may Allah accept. So, ilm of deen is such an important thing. Man, these two boys accepted Islam by me, they don't have ilm of deen. They've got shock for deen. And when I said that they, on their profiles, on their WhatsApp status, constantly slogans of ISIS, the flag of ISIS, talking about joining ISIS, they recently got arrested and sent back, straight back home because they're not allowed to. Young boys. And when they sat down with me in the masjid and I laid out the cards about ISIS to them, for those who don't know, Abu Bakr Baghdadi is a Yahudi Mossad agent by the name of Simon Elliott. He's not even Muslim, right? So they didn't want to accept that from me. Why? Because they didn't want correct knowledge. They have shock. And they only want to hear what appeases the nafs. So the nafs will steal our ibadah as well. This is something that what I was trying to get at with the jihad story. You won't perform your salah. Shave your beard and wearing Western clothes, but when the call comes, join ISIS, go for jihad, no problem. Why? Because there's the thrill, there's the exhilaration, carrying a big gun, bulletproof vest, growing your zulfa, looking grizzly, now you're feeling all special and rugged and feel like a sahabi. But you're not performing your salah. I walked into a brother's house in Pietermaritzburg, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, very worried about his son. If I'm not mistaken, he passed away, rahimahullah. But his son, I was sitting in the lounge, the son walks in, rugby shorts, clean shaven, beautiful body because he's been in the gym. I said to him, brother, mashallah, you need to be in Afghanistan. I'm ready. Mawlana, I'm ready. But this morning, Fajr time, why weren't you ready? Because it's easy, because the thrill and the exhilaration. So don't let our nafs steal our ibadah from us. And this is why we're here in the Khanqa. So we can learn how to beat our nafs. Because shaitan is clever and nafs is clever. But Allah and His Rasul are smarter. And that's why Allah and His Rasul taught us about the nafs. And Yusuf alayhi salam, إِلَّا النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Look at that. Nafs is constantly going to call you to wrong, except the one that Allah has mercy on. And then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless my Ustad Mawlana Suleiman Mullah, Ramad Barakatuhum, with a long life, mashaAllah. The knowledge of Quran Allah has blessed him with is amazing. He said that if you look at this, just this one section in the Quran, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Shaytan is telling Allah that I am going to lead every single one astray. I am going to put all of you down. Except who? إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He's telling Allah, but your special servants, those who have got ikhlas, those who are the special and selected servants, I won't be able to lead them astray. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not restricted who can fit into that bracket. We all have that ability. And we must be, the English statement is, thank your lucky stars. We don't thank stars, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depths of our hearts that He has brought us to the company of Mawlana Abdul Hamid, pious people, Buzurgani Deen, so that we can learn how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can learn how to fit into that bracket of illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, who shaitan can't beat. We need to be smarter than shaitan, we need to be smarter than our nafs, and that smart, the smart move is kunu ma'a sadiqin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our humble broken efforts and all our you know, we don't have no ibadah or anything to show anyone, not even to Allah, not even to myself, got nothing. But alhamdulillah, we have a ta'alluq with Man Abdul Hamid Sahib, and we hope that inshaAllah this ta'alluq will stand us in good stead on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. A surah that we know very well, Wadduha wal layli idha saja. Many years ago we heard from Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawan Barakatuh, a very unique tashreeh, tafsir of the surah. So the crux of it, the khulasa of it is that Hazrat Maulana has always explained that many people, shaitan pulls us into this world of depression, into this world of worry. When problems come on top of us, then the way the person acts, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would explain so beautifully. He says, the people of Allah, they are in the ocean, but when you look at them, you will think they are on the shore. And the people of the world, they are on the shore, but it's a few drops of the ocean that hits them, and they will act like they're drowning. He says, the thing is, the man who is in the ocean, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, that the people who will be tested the most will be the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. He said, then the closest, the closest. So in this world, exam has to come to every single person. However, when the exam comes, then many people fall down flat. That is when they're supposed to come onto salah, they go away from salah. They're supposed to come more to the masajid, they go away from the masajid. One person came to Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib because of some major problem in his life. He had a girlfriend in school, and they had a certain argument. She stole his books. It was near the end of the year assignment. So without the assignment, he couldn't get his mark. So he came, he explained his issue. When he left, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib laughed. And he said, it is the kindness of Almighty Allah that He brings problems into the life of people. He said, had this boy not found problems in his dunya, he would never have come to deen. And we saw in that short time how Allah Tabaruk Tala changed his entire life. This boy came without a beard. But in a few majalis, he said by Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, his beard started growing. The girl in the university sends a message to him, I don't want to talk to you, but you're not looking smart. So he sends a message back to her. It was a few majalis he had. He sent a message back to her that if handsomeness is not the handsomeness of the messenger of Almighty Allah, then your eyes, there is something wrong in it. I'm not going to take out my beard. He mentioned this to Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar, he was very happy. And then the time came where the girl finally, she came to argue with him, so he pulled her assignment away. Now he had hers, she had his. So over the phone then the issue came that let's exchange. After the exchange was done, now she wanted to make up. So at that time he explained, as a friend we will always remain, but there is no haram left in this world. It was about four majalis, but then we saw what Allah Tabaruk Tala does sometimes with the tawajjuh of one man onto somebody's heart. So Allah Tabaruk Tala brings sometimes problems in dunya to bring us to deen. When these problems come, think of these verses of Quran. Allah Tabaruk Tala takes qasam wadduha wal-layli idha saja. Sometimes you will see day and sometimes you will see night. How every time, you can't be day all the time. Day is good qualities. And night is difficult times, when things are dark. So Allah Tabaruk Tala says, take qasam. I'm taking qasam that where there is day, there has to be night. And after every night, there has to be day. By Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, the Shair made a beautiful poem which Hazrat was very happy about. He said, Subah hone wali hai. That, oh my friends, remember morning is coming. That no matter what the difficulty is, every night is followed by the day. Thereafter, Shaitan puts it in our minds, whenever problems come, that why is Allah doing this to me? So Allah Tabaruk Tala says, Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Allah is not angry with you. And your Allah has not left you. When a person thinks of this, where the king says to the person, I know it's difficult, but I'm with you. That whole difficulty comes out. When Allah Tabaruk Tala says, O my servant, I'm with you. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. And then Allah Tabaruk Tala says, no matter how hard your difficulty is, but you haven't been created in this world because this is not your Jannah. Your Jannah is coming. So, O my servant, remember what's coming tomorrow is much better than what you're going to have today. Whatever little sabr you make today, you're going to enjoy it tomorrow. But man wants cash. He doesn't want credit. So immediately Allah Tabaruk Tala understands the mizaj of man. So He says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرَضَى. And oh my servant, I promise you, even in this world, very soon your Allah is going to give you more than enough, which will make you happy. May Allah Tabarak Tala bless us all in the company of the pious. One thing that we were taught is that Allah Tabarak Tala keep us always smiling. Keep us always making shukr of the favors of Almighty Allah. Never let us fall in depression. Never let us fall in tension. Never let us fall in worry. Allah Tabarak Tala continues the surah. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى أَلَمْ يَجِدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Many a time we find such a problem in our life that we think now the next there's going to be nothing better. So Almighty Allah says, let me take you in the past. That in the past there was a time where every one of us was yatim. Yatim normally means one who got no father. But a father means a protector. Every one of us, we know there was always a time in our house where the stove was there, the pot was there, there was no mother, there was no father. There was a time we walked out of the road, the car came, there was no one to protect, it was one Allah. So Allah Tabarak Tala says, when you had no protecting hand over you, who looked after you? That Allah who looked at the past, will He not now look after you in the future? A friend of ours, when his factory burned down, when a robbery took place at his factory, he phoned Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib to explain how much money was taken. So Hazrat said a unique thing. He said, that Allah who gave the first time can give the second time. So the whole fikr came out and Allah gave it back very fast. So Allah Tabarak Tala says, look at your past. There was a time where you had no hand looking after you. Who looked after you? And we found you wa wajadaka ballan fahada. You were a person lost. You were looking for the road. You never know who brought you onto the road. That Allah who brought you on the road is not going to push you off the road now. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And this is the point that majority of our problems come. It's not always in deen that it comes. Our pressure comes in dunya. When the money which you are making gets less. When the rands that we had no longer has that value. When that gold coin gets stolen. Now everything goes. So Allah Tabarak Tala says, your Allah at one time found that you had no money. He made you rich. That Allah who made you rich will give you again. That treasures have never come to an end. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And then Allah Tabarak Tala explains how to pull yourself out of depression. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in the matters of dunya, always look at those people who don't have what you have. Don't look at the people who got more than what you got. So Allah Tabarak Tala says, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. When you will see the orphan, when you will see the beggar, then don't just turn away and act like you never saw him. Rather go towards him. When you will go to him and you're putting your hand in your pocket for that 5 rand, and you see his hands are bare, you will forget all that fikr about that extra 5,000 that you needed. Because to be a beggar is not an easy thing. When you will see his condition, when you will come home and you will see that the dishwasher is not working, you will not worry much because you will be making shukr that, oh Allah, you never make me a beggar outside, you give me a house inside. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. When the beggar comes, go towards him. When you will live in that company, you will make a lot of shukr of your life. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And always continue explaining to yourself that how much my Allah gave me. It will make you forget the things that you think you don't have. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Man has never been told to tell others what he got, because that creates pride and it creates nazar. People look at you with a bad eye. You develop your own enemies. But speak to yourself sometimes. Look at the clothes that you wear and say, oh Allah. And the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were this. When he put on the kurta, he said, oh Allah, I thank you. What wonderful clothes. When he came out of the toilet, he said, oh Allah, I thank you that you removed the dirt. Wherever he went in the world, when he looked at the sun rising, he said, oh Allah, I thank you that because of my sins you never destroyed me, you gave me another. So every time you will make that, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Inshallah, through this Allah Tabarak Tala will save every one of us of depression.
We'll make a little bit zikr, but also remember that the zikr is not for entertainment. And it is not, as Maulana explained also, to make our nafs happy, as Maulana Zakariya Sahib Dhamad Barakatum explained, it isn't to make our, just to make our nafs happy. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say that involuntary zikr hasn't got reward in it. Though Mala Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said that even if a person just makes zikr with his tongue and no concentration, at least make shukr, my tongue is engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah had explained, all animals are also making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Besides the donkey, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that the praying of a donkey is not the zikr of Allah. Besides that, all the other animals, the sounds that they make, but no sawab for them. They make, the birds are continuously making zikr of Allah, but there is no sawab. So us also, if we make zikr, but you know, we don't think about Allah, we read Durood Sharif, we don't think about Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the meaning of Durood, we are just doing it, and we are going, also we are really sort of enjoying it, but no concentration, then that zikr hasn't got that effect. And the object of zikr means to remember. Now if you don't remember, then what kind of a zikr is that? So we have to try and develop the essence of zikr. Then inshallah we will get the benefits of zikr. So therefore our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, as he has taught us to make zikr, and the words that they are, we should think about those words. Then when we make the zikr, think about Allah Ta'ala. Think about all whatever we are making about, we are making zikr about. Otherwise, the zikr will just be like the bird zikr, like the animal zikr, etc. When a person dies, and there are many people who loved and enjoyed their zikr and made dua, that they must make zikr in the qabr also. Allah bless them with it, but no sawab for it. Sawab is here in this dunya now. So we mustn't be making zikr like dead people. That we are making zikr, but no concentration. Or zikr like the animals, the birds, etc. The zikr is there, but it's just an outward form. But the actual reality must be there. It's not easy, this path. It's a long path. And this is what we have to strive for, to try and get it. May Allah bless us with this, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوا کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں بس خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار ہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے مجھ کو نہ کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث نستغفرك ربنا ونسألك التوبة وأصلح لنا صالحنا كله. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله ليلة السبت it is Friday night after Maghrib Salah will be our monthly majlis in Homestead Park after the Maghrib Salah to Isha Salah, and then إن شاء الله on ليلة الأحد Saturday night after Maghrib Salah to Isha Salah here at the Darul Uloom our monthly Ash'ar program take place, and إن شاء الله on Yomul Ahad from 10 o'clock till Zohar Salat our program will be taking place. إن شاء الله we'll be having our guest speaker as Mawlana Salim Dorat Sahab Ram Barakatum from England, the Khalifa of Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Inshallah, we're having a Bukhari Dars for the girls madrasa, so we humbly request all the brothers to participate. And then inshallah next week, that is on the 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th of Rabiul Awal 16, 17, 18, 19, Safar will be taking place to the northwestern province. So inshallah those brothers want to join with their families, inshallah as quickly as possible by say latest by Yomul Khamis, by Thursday, if they could please inform us, and then necessary arrangements can be made. Which is after that.